I saw such teeming multitudes this last week, and I stood and I said, God, what are you going to do with all these people? Tell me, my God, are they all going into a Christless eternity? Is it possible that these people that look so happy, that have so much to enjoy in this life, and they look so nice, so pretty, and they paint themselves, they make themselves still prettier. They like to change their faces, and they like to please themselves. I said, God, what are you doing with all these people? Where are they going one by one? I had a vision somehow in my soul of this great crowd of people rushing toward the grave. I looked at them. It was in Wuppertal. They're full of people. And I looked at all these people. They were all in a hurry, rushing back and forth. And I said, my God, I saw somehow how all of them are just being moved by time toward the grave. It is appointed unto man once to die. People make fun of death. They make fun of eternity. Isn't it a strange thing when Ruth Snyder was in the death house on the night when she was to be executed? Her mother came to see her. And here they were in the cell, and next door was the electric chair. And all at once she shrieked, she says, Mama, they're going to kill me. That was terrible. That was a fearful moment. But you and I are heading the same way. It may take a little bit longer, but death will close our eyes, take away our breath, and in a moment the blood will cease circulating and this body will corrode and be cast into the grave. If that was the end, beloved, that's the beginning of reaping. Whatsoever a man sows in this life, we shall all give an account before God. The things done in this body, whether done good or evil. And oh my Lord, when he says, I've not found your works perfect before my God, how many tongues go into the grave that are going to be cut out? How many hearts are going into the grave unclean, filled with guilt? How many bodies defiled by sin? It is appalling today what the devil does with the bodies of God's people. And they don't care. They don't mind. I had talks with people in Germany now, even ministers. I said, my God, Father, is it possible that men and women live like that? And they're satisfied to live like that. I said, how is it possible? When Jesus Christ had to suffer these things and shed his precious blood to wash you whiter than the snow, he did it.